Happy Easter, everyone! Spring has sprung, and the rabbits are at it like rabbits, which is exactly what Easter, the ancient pagan goddess of fertility, love, and carnal pleasure would want. So, celebrate some passionate love if you like, it's the right time of year for it. But studies into love and relationships do consistently show that the early highs are not sustainable. We can't live there throughout the entire relationship. What starts as passionate love moves slowly towards what we call companionate love. And although it's not the same, and may even be something that we grieve for, it's completely normal that that happens. For some, passionate love stages last a month, for others it lasts a year or so, but long-term romantic relationships absolutely do not live there. But I totally get why people want it to, because it's a great distraction from everything else. And if someone has mental health problems, they're going to desperately try to hold on to that stage. Because the next stage of companionate love, even though it's a deeper relationship, maybe even more trusting, more affectionate, it's really just an afterglow rather than that nuclear bomb as it starts. So it's not so distracting. But I totally get why people might feel a desperate need to get it back, especially if they're insecure, because the meaning behind the transition isn't, this is normal, this means we're getting closer to an insecure person. It becomes evidence that the other person must be pulling away and getting ready to abandon them, when it's literally the opposite. One theory by psychologist Robert Sternberg is that love is made up of three parts: passion, intimacy, and commitment. And he called it triangular theory because of it. Like a recipe, if you have flour, water, and eggs, you can alter the amounts and you can make pasta, pancakes, Yorkshire puddings. Different quantities of passion, intimacy, and commitment will make different types of love. With high passion, high intimacy, but low commitment, you've got the infatuation period of passionate love. And eventually that changes. The intimacy is still high, but there's less passion in the recipe. It's been replaced with more commitment, and it turns into companionate love. And this goes to explain the lustful stage of a relationship rather than love, where it's only passion, no intimacy, no commitment. That's not love, it's infatuated love, Sternberg called it. When there's no passion and no commitment and there's only intimacy, then you're just friends. And if all there is commitment, no passion, no intimacy, just commitment to the other person, Sternberg called that empty love. And if everything's at zero, then he called that non-love. That's when the cupboard is bare and you've got nothing to cook with at all. But the thing is, each one in this triangle influences the other. Greater intimacy can lead to greater passion or higher commitment, for example. But to build that intimacy, it might mean being vulnerable, feeling scared, because it means creating a feeling of closeness with another person where you're emotionally connected and supported. That needs trust. And trust needs a secure attachment, or at least an understanding of our insecure attachment if we have one, so that we can compensate for it. That all then leads us to the popular stage in a relationship, the companionate love, where we have a good mix of all three. Sternberg calls it consummate or complete love. And lots of other theories exist, but they all have the same thing in common, that it's the passion that fades out over time. But problems occur when someone equates passion with love. And so it feels that the love is dying out rather than it simply being a stage of love transitioning to another. Now, if you want to hear me waffling on about this in greater detail, feel free to head on over to patreon.com and look me up. There's a link in the show notes. I talked about this on Valentine's week, actually, so you won't have very far to scroll back. There's a 7-day free trial as well, of course. And if you're able to support the podcast by pledging on Patreon, it'll help keep this show on the road. Gotta go. Have a lovely week. And I'll speak to you on Monday, actually, as there's a new full episode out because it's the first of the month. It's April. I'll speak to you then. Take care, everyone. Bye.